الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. We seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Today's khutbah is about one of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautiful attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Razzaq. Truly, Allah is the provider, the possessor of strength, the sure. Imagine that you open your eyes in a world without mountains or oceans, with black and very dry land, without animals or food for human beings except for grass, and with infertile soil and water located hundreds of kilometers or miles away. In order to survive, you would eat only that bitter grass and walk hundreds of miles to drink water. And after a life of hardship, you would die. Interestingly, you would never ask, why can't we grow juicy, delicious fruits, vegetables, and various other crops in this land? Because you would not have been aware that the land could yield such crops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is very compassionate and merciful toward His servant, places people on fertile lands that yield countless blessings. Indeed, even without telling them, lands yield green crops and clusters of flowers. Yellow, red, green, and orange fruits and vegetables come out of the soil. And the blue oceans abound with tasty fish. This aside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the meat of most animals and birds at our service and gives them pure milk and honey. All of these are all blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, who is there who could provide for you if He withholds His provision? Yet still they persistently persist in insolence and evasion. That's Surah Al-Mulk, verse 21. If He wills, lands do not yield crops, rain does not fall, and soil turns barren. But since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most gracious, most merciful, it is impossible to number His blessing. He commands in the Quran as follows, Surah Fatir, verse 3, the translation. O mankind, remember Allah's blessing to you. Is there any creator other than Allah providing for you from heaven and earth? There is no deity but Him. So, how have you been deluded? These blessings which are granted in this world have perfect counterpart in the hereafter. As the Quran tells us, Surah Sajda, verse 17, translation, no self knows the delight that is hidden away for it in recompense for what it used to do. The inhabitants of hell, on the other hand, will have nothing to eat and drink but the tree of Zaqum, boiling water and bitter thorny ash for all eternity. Say, who provides for you out of heaven and earth? Who controls hearing and sight? Who brings forth the living from the dead, and the dead from the living? Who directs the whole affair? They will say, Allah. Say, so will you not guard against evil? That's Surah Yunus, verse 31. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward them for the best of what they did and give them more from His unbounded favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for anyone He wills without reckoning. In His divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory to Him, says, translation, is there any creator other than Allah who provides you from the heaven and the earth? There is no God but He. How then are you turning away from Him? In Arabic, the word Ar-Razzaq is an emphatic epithet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that means that He, most gracious, provides all of His slaves, no matter how numerous they might be. If He so desires, He provides any of them abundantly and without limits. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, is Ar-Razzaq, the All-Provider, who provides all of His slaves with sustenance regardless of their number or quantity of provision. That's why it is rightly said, if Allah gives, He astonishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, says, and so many a moving, living creature carries not its own provision. Allah provides for it and for you. And He is the all-hearer, the all-knower. One of the things that enlarges one's provision is salah, the prayer. To this effect, Allah most gracious says, translation, and enjoin prayer on your family and be patient in offering it. The prayer, we ask not of you a provision, we provide for you, and the good end is for the best. In other words, if you desire to have your provision enlarged, you are not demanded to perform salah, prayer, as you already do, but rather to perform it properly, with solemnity and submissiveness. This is because solemnity and submissiveness are not merely a merit of salah, but rather an essential part of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, successful indeed are believers who offer their prayer with all solemnity and full submissiveness. Some scholars say, Ar-Razzaq, the all provider, is he Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides people's body with sustenance by his grace and adorns the heart of the elite with true faith. In other words, provision is of two kinds, material and spiritual. The former is for physical bodily needs, while the latter is for spiritual ones. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, if the soul finds its provision, it feels secure. Some scholars interpret the word provision in the above prophetic hadith as spiritual provision. In other words, if you perform a prayer with true solemnity and submissiveness, if you cry while performing prayer, if your heart is filled with humility and veneration while reading Allah's book, Quran al-Kareem, the Holy Quran, if you feel secure and tranquil for being near to Allah, All Almighty, Most Gracious. Other scholars interpret the word provision as material bodily sustenance. However, both interpretations are acceptable. Some scholars say Ar-Razzaq, the All Provider, is he Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who singles out the rich for material provision, while poor true believers for recognitions of the provider. In other words, rich people enjoy the perishable pleasures and enjoyments of the present world. They have lots of money, they eat whatever they like, they buy the most beautiful places, they buy the best furniture, they travel wherever they desire, they choose the most beautiful cars and the very best clothes. On the other hand, poor but believing people enjoy incredible spiritual enchantment for being near to their Lord, Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful, and intimate to Him. Being linked with the upper world, they do not care about enjoyment. In other words, either you dwell in material provision or witness the All Provider. Either you get indulged in the perishable enjoyment of this present life or live in the bliss of intimacy and nearness to the Lord, Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, the All Provider. The remarkable thing is that when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the All Provider, owner of power, the most strong, you beseech Him alone for provision. Due to the weakness of faith, ignorant people usually ask other fellow humans for provision. If they beseeched the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone for provision, knowing that He, Most Gracious, is the All Provider, owner of the power, the most strong, they would attain honor, dignity, security, and intimacy with Him. Someone would ask, where do you get your food from? He replied, from the stores of the king, whose stores are never robbed or devoured by worms. Yes, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's stores are always open and full. To this effect, He, the Almighty, says, and there is not a thing, but with us are the stores thereof. And we send it not down except in a known measure. He who knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only provider turns only to Him. Consider the following well-known story. The Umayyad Khalifa Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik sent for a venerable scholar. They both met at the ancient sacred house in Mecca. In order to honor the scholar, the Khalif told him, you may ask me for anything you need. In reply, the scholar said, "In Allah's ancient house, I never ask anyone but Allah. This is Allah's house, and I feel ashamed to ask anyone but Him in His house." Later, when they met again outside Allah's ancient sacred house, the Khalifa repeated, "You may ask me for anything you need." The scholar replied, "I did not ask the one who owns my need. How come that I should ask the one who does not own them?" However, when the Khalifa insisted that the scholar should ask him for anything he needed, the scholar said, "All right, I ask you to admit me into paradise." The Khalif said in amazement, "Such a thing does not belong to me." The scholar said, "Then I need nothing of you." Such is real honor of modesty. It is very nice if a rich person gives to the poor. But much nicer it is when a poor person, out of modesty, abstains from the wealth of a rich person, saying, "Praised be Allah." Some religious scholars say, just as Allah has no partner in His creation, He has no partner in His provision. Just as there is no God but Allah, there is no provider but Allah. Quite often you find that someone's provision is strained, although he is very intelligent, while the provision of another is enlarged, although he is very stupid or naive. This is because provision is governed by other factors than intelligence or labor. Provision has to do with honesty and uprightness. Common people understand that provision is something pre-decreed and that none could ever earn or withhold it, except by Allah's leave. This is partly true, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty says, "And if they had believed in Allah and gone on the right way, we would surely have bestowed on them water in abundance." He, glory to Him, also said, "And if the people of the towns had believed and had been pious, certainly we would have opened for them blessings from the heaven and the earth, but they belied our messengers. So we took them with punishment for what they used to earn of evil deeds." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "A person might be deprived of some provision due to a sinful deed." It is narrated that the Holy Prophet Musa alayhi salam asked his Lord, "Allah, most gracious, O Lord, sometimes I need a literary thing. Shall I ask you, or shall I ask someone else for it?" Allah, glory to Him, revealed to Moses, "Never ask anyone but me." This means that human beings should ask his Lord for all the things he needs, whether they are small or big, for there is no provider but Him. Whenever you are in a debt or have to discharge certain financial dues, you should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere invocation. "O Allah, I am in need of your generous provision. So provide me. Make it your habit to beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all provider, for everything." Scholars say, "Verily, Allah provides people, soul and heart, just as He provides their bodies. Provision of the heart is knowledge and revelation, while provision of the body is food and material sustenance." In other words, a true believer recognizes things that others cannot recognize. He has a special understanding and awareness. He knows the essence of life. He knows where he came from and where he shall go. He knows the most valuable things in human life. A man once asked, why do kings and wealthy people have the whole world in their hands? They have everything. The answer is the anxiety, depression, stress, discontentment, and distress that they have suffocated the whole people. Allah Almighty may give you the whole world, but deprive you of peace of mind and heart comfort. Or he may give you heart comfort and peace of mind, but deprive you of the world. However, the latter case is far better and happier. In other words, spiritual provision as manifested by heart comfort, tranquility, and peace of mind, which are the fruit of one's good relationship with Allah. Almighty, most gracious, is far better and more enduring than the perishable pleasures and enjoyments of this present world. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Razzaq, the All Provider, Almighty, Most Gracious. What should man's attitude toward this divine name be? First and foremost, you should be content with Allah's provision that He most merciful allows for you. You should be contented with your mother and father, whom Allah had allotted for you and His due by His divine decrees. The second attitude that man should have toward this divine name of Allah is that he should be very careful and trustworthy of the provision that Allah, glory to Him, gives him. Whatever things Allah provides for him, this is because all the things that man has belongs in reality to Allah, the Almighty, Allah Most Gracious, describes true believers as, and those who, when they spend, are neither extravagant nor niggardly, but hold a medium way between those extremes. Man's attitude toward Allah's divine name, Razzaq, the All Provider, should be first to be content with Allah's provision to him, and second, to be honest and trustworthy of Allah's provision that He Most Gracious, the real owner, bestowed on him. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Latif, Ya Razzaq, Ya Qawi, Ya Aziz, Laka maqalid as-samawat wal-ard, tabsutu ar-rizqu liman tasha'u wa tuqaddir, أبسط لنا من الرزق ما توصلنا به إلى رحمتك، ومن رحمتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين نقمتك، ومن حلمك ما يسعنا به عفوك، واختم لنا بالسعادة التي ختمت بها لأوليائك، واجعل خير أيامنا وأسعدها يوم لقائك، وزحزحنا في الدنيا عن نار الشهوة، وأدخلنا بفضلك في ميادين الرحمة. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقول السلام.